Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. If you're listening to us that way, if you're watching us on YouTube, please like and subscribe there as well. All right, let's get right into day one of Giants training camp. Yours truly was in East Rutherford at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center for the first day of training camp. Really interesting, pretty positive day for the Giants. It was really nice to see fans back out at training camp for the first time since 2019, since pre-pandemic days. The few players that I talked to were appreciative of seeing fans and you know, getting the feel of the fan experience and interacting with Giants fans again in that setting for the first time in a long time. It was kind of cool to see safety Julian Love and especially running back Saquon Barkley interacting with fans at the end of practice, signing some autographs, talking to a group of fans that looked like they belonged to a particular group that had come out together for practice. But it was cool to see some interaction between players and fans. We haven't seen that in quite some time, you know, out at Quest and during training camp, and just the feel of having fans there makes the experience a little different. Appreciate all the fans who came out, even the ones who yelled at the media a little bit, which is par for the course. So, you know, we get it. We understand. But we appreciate it. It was nice to see all of the fans out at Quest. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we saw on day one. It was a pretty good day, really, for the Giants offense. Interesting. You know, we saw a lot during the spring. We saw a lot of pre-snap motion. We saw a lot of quick throws, a lot of RPO stuff, a lot of horizontal stuff. And that continued on Wednesday as the Giants worked exclusively in the red zone during practice, during the 11-on-11 portions of practice. Some really interesting formations. Couple times we saw Wandale Robinson, rookie second round pick out of Kentucky, wide receiver. A couple times we saw him lined up in the backfield with Saquon Barkley split out into the slot or split out wide. Really interesting use of personnel. Robinson, of course, is a guy who played 2 years of running back at Nebraska, so he has that running back skill set and has to be looked at as a threat, you know, as a guy who the Giants could hand the ball to in that circumstance. But what things like that mostly do is cause confusion for the defense, cause matchup issues for the defense, cause them to have to account for who is where and what they might be doing. So very, very interesting. We saw one play in particular with Barkley lined up in the backfield, Kadarius Toney and Wandale Robinson lined up to the left of the formation. And the Giants ran a play where both Kadarius Toney and Wandale Robinson came underneath the line of scrimmage at the snap of the ball. There was a play fake to Barkley and a quick, you know, horizontal throw along the line of scrimmage to Kadarius Toney as he snuck out of the backfield that That went for a touchdown as well. So just really interesting stuff. This is definitely not your Joe Judge, Jason Garrett Giants offense. This is an offense that's going to move pieces around, that's going to use pre-snap motion, that's going to use the RPO, that's not going to be, you know, one of the things that we all hated about the Jason Garrett offense was, you know, what we call the stick route, the comeback routes, all of the routes that, you know, if it was second and seven, the route was designed to get 7 yards. It was a 7 yard throw. And, you know, it was thrown generally to a receiver or a tight end or whatever that was standing still or that was coming straight back to the football. The Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka offense seems to be designed not only to have pre-snap motion, not only to use guys in various places along the formation, but it seems designed also to get the ball to players on the move, to get the ball to Wandale Robinson, to get it to Kadarius Toney, to get it to Saquon Barkley, to get it to Richie James or Matt Breida or whoever on the move when, you know, whether that's horizontal or vertical or whatever it's going to be, you know, get the ball out quickly to guys on the move, let them do what they do, which is, you know, create yards after catch, make guys miss, make things happen once you get the ball into their hands. So when you guys do get a chance to see this offense, you know, once the season starts, it's very, very different from what you're used to. And considering how poorly the Giants have played on offense the last couple of years in particular, very exciting to look at and see the possibilities as the Giants, you know, try to develop this new offense. Another really positive thing was that it was a really, really good day for Kadarius Toney on Wednesday. Sure, you guys have seen the spectacular catch he made on a fade route from Daniel Jones, twisting and making a one-handed grab as he fell to the ground, getting both feet in bounds, tightly covered by Aaron Robinson. Really, really special catch by Kadarius Toney. And what I wrote at Big Blue View, I think, is absolutely true. That one play made his training camp more productive than the training camp he had last year for the Giants as a rookie. So, a positive sign. Kadarius Toney made a couple of other plays, a couple of other catches during practice as well. Wandale Robinson had a touchdown catch. Just, you know, interesting stuff, moving the ball around, moving guys around. But back to Kadarius Toney, was good to see Toney have a good day. It was good to see him celebrate when other guys did good things. Brian Daboll again on Wednesday said that Toney has been great, that he's done everything that he's been asked to do. The Giants are not going to hold him back at all during training camp in terms of trying to monitor his reps and all of that. They're just going to let him go and see, you know, how things unfold. But really, really good day for Toney. Good sign. He's farther ahead at this point in training camp. He's way farther ahead than he was even when the regular season started a year ago. So that's a good sign for Kadarius Toney. Couple of notes from the press conference held by Joe Shane and Brian Daboll on Wednesday. Both guys were asked a lot of questions about Daniel Jones and basically, you know, questions about what they need to see in order to know whether or not he's their guy going forward. And they deflected those questions pretty much, you know, saying it's the first day, they're still installing the offense, he's still learning the offense, they like working with Daniel, all of that stuff. Listen, we're not going to get the answer to the Daniel Jones question in training camp. We're going to get it on the field during games, during the regular season. Jones made some really good throws on Wednesday. He made a really bad throw on a ball that was intercepted by Darnay Holmes looked like, you know, from our vantage point, looked like perhaps he threw the ball a little bit late, but Holmes made a nice break on the ball, made a nice interception, you know, flashing in front of Saquon Barkley. You know, you don't want to see those things at the goal line. You don't want to have turnovers. You don't want to have interceptions. But you know, the point being that the Daniel Jones question is not going to get answered in training camp. It's not going to get answered until we see regular season games. And then, you know, then we'll know if Jones even has a possibility of coming back as Giants quarterback next year. Listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think the odds are stacked against Daniel Jones. He's in his fourth year. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are giving him an opportunity, but they already have a placeholder quarterback on the roster in Tyrod Taylor, who could be the starter in 2023 as the Giants develop the young quarterback if they choose to draft one. It just, you know, and new regimes like their own guy. So I think that Daniel Jones has to be really, really, really good in 2022 to have a chance to come back in 2023, especially if you're talking about giving him a long-term deal. But we'll see how all of that unfolds. Another noteworthy thing from the Daboll Shane press conference was that, you know, both guys deflected when they were asked about expectations. They talked about the fact that they're starting, you know, from the ground up here. They're just getting started. They're just building. They've done the best they can to put a roster together that they hope will compete, that they hope will be representative in 2022. But neither guy wanted to say, we need to see this many wins. This is exactly what we need to see, you know, for 2022 to be successful. And I agree with that. I think it's kind of the eye test. It's what you see. It's what you feel. It's how you feel about the team more than what the one loss record is, you know, as the season unfolds. All right. Another interesting note from Wednesday was that every Giant who is not on the PUP list or NFI list, Azeez Ojulari's on NFI, Sterling Shepard, Matt Peart, and Nick Gates are on the PUP list. Those four guys cannot practice. Everyone else was on the practice field. There were no other guys in red jerseys with limitations. So, you know, that meant Kadarius Toney practiced in full, as we said before. Blake Martinez was on the field. Kenny Golladay was on the field. Andrew Thomas, who was slowed in the spring, was on the field. Kayvon Thibodeau was on the field working with the first group. You know, all of those guys who spent time on the sideline were on the field on Wednesday, and that has to be looked at as a really, really good thing, you know, as the Giants get into training camp here, as they really begin hard preparations for the season. You know, there are going to be injuries inevitably, but we've seen guys go down in the first and second day of camp before. We've seen guys sidelined all the time. You know, a lot of guys on the bikes, a lot of guys not practicing. And right now, you know, everyone's out there on the field. The Giants have their full complement of players, with the exception of the couple guys that are on PUP. Even Daniel Bellinger, who had been on PUP, was removed from PUP Wednesday morning and took a full load at practice as the first team tight end. All right, Giants fans, you know, a lot more coverage of training camp coming for you at Big Blue View here on Big Blue View Radio. So, you know, please stay tuned for that. Check out our training camp hub page and all of our coverage across all of our platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those places. So please stay with us throughout training camp. We should have everything that you need, you know, to stay informed and to be ready for the 2022 season. All right, Giants fans, thank you as always for listening. Take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.